Yes, you can. I don't know. I'll pick up one. Okay, whoever come. I don't know. So, today Abhijit is not here. Yes. Huh? Minte ha komdu. Kirill. I don't know what. Albano Kirill. Huh? Okay. Huh? What? Kariyo.
I mentioned in the last session something about the four reliances, right? Especially where it says do not rely on the person but rely on the Dharma, yeah. So here in this case, you're not looking at the personality or who the speaker is, but rather you should pay attention to what the person is saying and why is he saying certain things, yeah. Alright? That's your job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Verse 8.4, having understood that afflictions are completely destroyed by special insight endowed with karma budding, first I should search for karma budding. Further, this is achieved with joy by those unattached to the world. What is karma budding? This is a mind placed single-pointedly on a chosen object of observation. Karma budding is achieved when one gains single-pointed mind separated from laxity and excitement and endowed with both pliancy and bliss of physical and mental pliancy. To achieve karma budding, one must separate oneself, distance oneself from unfavorable discordant factors to karma budding, from attachment and from objects that cause attachment, distractions and such. To do so, one must be enthusiastic in wishing to isolate oneself both physically and mentally. What is special insight? It is a mind of physical and mental pliancy induced by analysis. There are two blissful minds, karma budding and special insight. How do they work together? After one has achieved the concentration of karma budding, one proceeds on to and engages in analytical meditation on emptiness. eventually, when one actualizes the special insight focusing on emptiness, for the first time, one would possess a tool to deal with afflictions, to overcome ignorance. What is a special insight focusing on emptiness? This is a mind achieved when analytical meditation on emptiness is able to induce bliss of physical and mental pliancy. That's it. Thank you, guys.
Good. Thank you. Any question? Do you have any question about from the last class? From that, what, Tuesday class?
It seems to, the last class, it seems that we come to a conclusion that desire-run beings, the God and human, are the suitable basis for one to enter the path of seeing. Where, however, all the six-run beings of desire realms are able to develop bodhicitta and enter the path of accumulation. Then, from there on, which path they will proceed until that basis will not allow them to carry further on. You understand what she's asking? You understand our question? No? I must understand the question first. Otherwise, if I answer, you don't know the question, then there's no point with the answer. Yeah? But you must understand what she's asking. I think if I'm not wrong, I understand something. What she asking? Yeah. Then Maranse Thiru Penada, Dawa Rik Tuge Tena, Ani Chanju Sim Sattu Kya Yores. Ta Tolam Sattu Kya Sagi Tendila, Kazushu Nashire, Dube Mi.
Because we said that one can generate bodhicitta on the basis of basically all the six types of migrators in the desire realm can generate bodhicitta and enter the path of accumulation, right? That's clear. Then, and the basis for newly generating the path of seeing is a human support or a desire realm god support, isn't it? Right? So we said this as well, yeah? Or we looked at this, yeah? So her question is, you have these six types of migrators, right? So if they all can enter the minor path, then how far can they go?
Right?
With their individual support, let's say a hell being, how far can a hell being go basically? After generating bodhicitta, how far can the preta go? How far can the animal go, right? Can they go to the path of seeing or the path of meditation? Or how far? You know? Where? So that's the question.
Yeah. You got the question? Okay, come and say something. How far they can go? Yeah, say. Yeah, somebody come and say. Don't say anyhow, huh?
What?
Don't hum dum,
okay. I think
whether you understand the question correctly?
Yeah. How far can the six star microbing go once they newly generate bodhicitta?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So I think if they are not human, they are not gods. Then once they are in the lower realm, so once they generate bodhicitta, their negative karma should be exhausted. Then they should not be in the lower realm at all. They should go up.
Go up.
Yeah. Go because ahead. The bodhicitta is so powerful, get good rebirth, then maybe go further. Power accumulation, small, medium. I think this one not any hunter.
then demigod leh? Demigod leh? You left out demigod.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Great. Good. Okay, now sit down. No. Okay. Anybody agree what he said? You understand what he's saying? He said, once you develop the bodhicitta mind, then, anyway, he won't stay long in the helping. He will come up from the helping, take the better rebirth. His idea is that doesn't have to stay a long time there. Very good idea. Okay. Anybody else? What do you think is right? How long is it? Yeah, say. We have a. Please, everybody is free to come and say your thing, yeah?
I generate bodhicitta first time as a hell being. I see so much suffering around me. I want to help them. I want to stay until they are all cleared of the hell realm.
So he's saying, anyway, he's saying Bodhisattva will stay in the hell longer time. Basically, he's saying something like that. He will stay long time there because his idea, our logic is because I want to have all this helping. That's why he stay long time. That's your reason, isn't it? Okay. So he said, quickly come out. He said, it's a long time. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very good. Your mind should be exercised. You know? Then you have a lot of idea. You know? Otherwise, I just say, oh, six realms and bodhicitta, that's it, finish. You know, you don't really go use your brain. You know? So there's two different ideas. What do you think? Yeah. Yeah, come. Yeah.
Patricia.
Anybody, come. Yeah, Gokshin. Yeah.
My thinking is, if let's say he, how should I actually put it? Okay, you're saying actually we actually stay as long as they actually want to, right? Because the Bodhisattva, they want to actually sort of like elevate the suffering. But isn't it at one point they will not fall into the lower realm? So my thinking is, like what Teck Fong said.
Closer to the mic.
Like what Teck Fong said earlier. Once you actually generate bodhicitta, you actually go into the path of accumulation and you'll get yourself out from the lower realm. So when they actually start to practice and at the point where they enter into C, which is the medium path of the path of accumulation, they will not fall back into lower realm. Correct?
Medium path of what?
You say more path of accumulation, right?
Yeah, path of accumulation, correct.
It says doesn't fall down, what do you say?
Part it's supposed to be like this according to the chart.
According to the chart, what does it say?
Who gave out the chart?
What chart said? You read?
The chart actually said that at points, okay, point C is where it's not possible to fall. Oh, sorry, I see wrongly. Sinayana, sorry.
You have to read your chart carefully. No, C and F, yeah, different. Not the C, is it? Oh, okay. So look C. Carefully your chart. Yeah. Quick, huh? Otherwise we're stuck here, you know, we never finish. You know?
Hapcheng, you want to say something?
Hapcheng, no, how do? Hapcheng is there.
Yeah, please come down.
Yeah. Hapcheng, you come if you come every day in class, you will be the best student. Eh? It's very good. I mean, he come only few classes. You know, I notice his mind work differently compared with people. really, it's true. Yeah, it's true. You know.
Come down.
But you come every day, but your brain not working. So,
if you look at the 12th link of dependent arising.
Huh?
I'm thinking about the. When a person die, right? Then the person during the immediate. Intermediate state, the person will go into hell realm. Then we make a lot of prayers, we accumulate a lot of merit, and then there was a discussion that in fact that person, due to the power of the merit, the karma of him going to hell realm is exhausted, and he then had quickly finish up his karma in hell realm, and then he had a good rebirth. So when Benny said that when I generate bodhicitta in the hell realm, and due to my bodhicitta, I want to stay in the hell realm. But even if I want to stay in the hell realm, but due to the merit of accumulated the power of bodhicitta, maybe that bodhisattva totally exhaust the karma to be carried on in the hell realm and had no choice, no, due to the power of karma, he... actually takes a good rebirth.
She's saying same thing. Bodhisattva doesn't stay a long time in hell being. Bodhisattva will come out quickly. Yeah. She's what Benny said, she doesn't agree, she said.
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
I think technically they should only be able to reach until the border of path of preparation, because they can't. Technically, I think they can't develop karma abiding. I think, yeah, for these hell beings and animals, because you can't develop can't sit still in hot ground.
What? What?
I think technically they can't develop karma abiding, yeah, for hell beings and animals. So they can you reach the border of path of accumulation, even if they don't die lah, and they continue practicing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that if they develop bodhicitta, they can choose to stay in the lower realm to help others, because it would imply that they can choose their rebirth. And I think to choose their rebirth, you would need bodhicitta plus the realization of emptiness, and not just bodhicitta alone.
So, what you're trying to say? The conclusion is bodhisattva. They go up faster. They don't stay a long time. Okay. Because
if they only have bodhicitta but not the realization of emptiness, then they can choose where
they can't choose.
They cannot choose to stay, because they only have bodhicitta, and
also,
they don't.
Another word, they can't choose to come out. Also,
they can't choose.
They can't. Because they don't have wisdom, realize emptiness. So how can they choose another rebirth? There's no choice. They have to stay a long time.
But they have bodhicitta.
Huh?
But they have bodhicitta.
Then.
So.
What that makes to come out faster?
Why that can make them faster?
Yeah, because that same reason.
Because they have too much merit to stay in the hell realm.
He says same reason that mind make him to stay a long time. The same reason you say this mind make faster to come out. So, two things. He said because of this mind, he stay a long time. Because of this mind, you say coming out faster.
No, that's
yeah, very interesting. You think carefully.
Okay.
Saying same thing. Because of the reason, somebody says stay longer. Because of this, he says come faster.
Okay, maybe I have one more time.
Yeah.
I understood that the situation was like an animal develops bodhicitta.
Uh-huh.
An animal
doesn't like bodhicitta.
Develops bodhicitta.
Uh-huh.
And so the question is, does he stay long an animal, or can he go up to the next? And I say that he automatically goes up because he has bodhicitta, so he has too much merit to stay as an animal. If he were to stay as an animal to help other animals, and he would have to choose that, and the only way he can choose that if he has also the realization of emptiness. But he doesn't have it, he just has bodhicitta. Make sense?
But when you say choose, then I don't understand. He can't choose. So that part, I'm a little bit. Your reason. Yeah? Okay. So, two person against one. So anybody? Yeah, come. Yeah, say.
Oh, rare appearance.
Sing song.
No, huh? I will talk up.
In relation to, I mean, in answering to, because I have these same questions in mind as well as Mi Cheng.
Okay.
To question let the rest.
Is done. Now answer part, yeah.
Yeah. So I think, okay, then I got a question. For the rest of the beings, huh? Can they realize
you
emptiness?
You question or what?
I answer a question before I ask a question before I answer.
Okay.
So can the rest of the six realm beings other than the humans and the gods realize emptiness? In
what?
that support? Can animal or hell being or hungry ghosts, can they realize emptiness? Inferential and a realization. Can they?
answer later, then what do you answer?
So if the answer is cannot, then to answer Smi Cheng's questions, then it would be that the rest of the six types, other than the two, they will not be able to pass beyond the small path of accumulation. Because by the medium path of accumulation, those being on the path would have necessary realized emptiness. So whether they stay long or not long, I don't know. It depends on their karma.
Okay, that's good. So basically she's saying part of our accumulation, there are three: small, medium, great. So she was saying the first small part of accumulation can be in the lower realm. After that, this person have to come out. So like that. So there's no helping who have developed on that basis, no helping that have developed the medium accumulation of path. She's saying that because we realize emptiness. So like that. So anyway, of course also I don't have exact answer, you know, so also we need to think whether the helping able to realize emptiness or not. You know, I mean the text very clear, they have developed the bodhicitta mind in six realms. Many sutra mention hungry ghost, you know, animal. Then was, yeah, some example of the nagas who developed bodhicitta mind, the helpings. So this is very clear in the sutras, Buddha mentioned that, but I didn't see any quotation that helping realize emptiness in that, that in being is helping realize emptiness. I didn't see that. So I'm not sure, you know, what's the... Again, you have to say, why cannot realize emptiness being helping? And there's many questions. Huh?
Just want to comment. Actually, I don't know what's going on. but I want to because Sri Kin talks about calm abiding. Hello. Technically, to enter the path, you need calm abiding. So, for the person to be able to generate uncontrived bodhicitta, even as a hell being, they would have to have calm abiding. Calm abiding and sensation insight on bodhicitta.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what's wrong with this person having calm abiding?
Hmm. Already have calm abiding, already the hell being. Hell being bodhisattva, she's saying.
So if you can have calm abiding on bodhicitta, why can't you have calm abiding on emptiness?
And focusing on emptiness.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, so this, I mean, good to and good exercise so in your mind, you know, so. 어떠시네, 단다 간다, 티레, 단다 전주심이 배인손도 갈라 티도 진주나라, 전주심. 르모시네, 예손도 두신 일도 타와당 세시다, 책지유세, 진주의 칭사래. 다? 다 직방에 다 전주기 심지 깨사도 갈라 직방 예송도 동아야돼 각보를 했어. 그럼 이제 송구여래. 가세 예송도 동부 온도 땅나향 아니 직다 거기 가라서 축점지마다 예송이 땡다 되게 말했어. 예송의 뉴로 타기를 했어야지다 준준 어디 송여로.
Anyway, it is said that if one generates bodhicitta, it's almost like no way you can fall to the lower realms. But even if, let's say, if we say that there is a possibility, even if you take that, if you take that option, it is said that that being who has bodhicitta, who then falls into the lower realms, will only stay there for a very short time. They will not stay for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's in the, I think, chapter 1 of the Engaging the Bodhisattva Deeds. Yeah, so it's mentioned like that, okay? So I'm inclined to think that they will not stay a long time in the lower realms after bodhicitta is generated. Even if, let's say, the hell being who generates bodhicitta then makes the prayer to live in the hell realms forever until each and every single hell being is free, even if they make such the prayer, they will not stay in the hell realms for a long time. Because of making that prayer, that kind of strong aspiration, it purifies so much of the negativities, no? Such that, you know, that hell being bodhisattva will be liberated, no? Very quickly from that hell rebirth. Yeah. Of course, in general, because one has accumulated the karma to be born in the lower realms, as in the hell realms, that's why one ends up in the hell realms. Yeah, but as to how long that person will stay in the hell realm, or how quickly he or she will be free from the hell realm, depends on how much negativities are purified and how much merit is accumulated, right? Isn't it? It depends, eh? Yeah, you're in the hell realms, but then how long you're going to stay will be influenced by whether the negativities are purified or not, and whether there's strong merit accumulated or not, you know? So these are the factors that will decide on the outcome, right? The lies, so to speak, how long the person is going to be in the hell realms, we say.
Ota tichina, ti cholo to the yagamendo, some good tire, chazata, nyasungite, the mikuminella, gundumetesi, what is sugiare.
Yeah, so I'm inclined to take this position, and perhaps it's better to say that once bodhicitta is generated with a lower realm support, that individual will not stay, remain in that support, you know, for a long time. And if you remember, it is well stated quite clearly in the teachings that once the forbearance level of the path of preparation is achieved, there's no going to the lower realms. There's no going back to the lower realms. Yeah? Impossible. Yeah. F. Then, of course, the people who would question, who ask, you know, if the individuals on the heat level and the peak level of the path of preparation, whether those individuals are whether those individuals will actually go to the lower realms or not. Is it possible or not? Right.
Oh, that is samatha.
So that's something to think about. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Dokshini. Ta. Ta tindare. Ta tan ta tire. Ta ti karasat tan ta. Karelabrako. Oh, kazan shivana shi otishi. Kazena. Tangan shi. Ma shi lo na sum sum de. Ta tire. Kazan shivana shi. Bena. Kam kong me tena. Bena suki tena. Ani tejingi. Bena. Golam satu ketu ku yamare. Ani tolam satu ketu ku yamare. Kazan shivana shi. Rawa. Inaya kam kome tenjingi da changju samba suki sukamba sukambe tenjingi an changse papa yare besna yare sikoyashi.
You know, you remember our discussion in the previous discussion, right? It is it is not possible to newly attain the path of seeing and the path of meditation with a form realm support, right? We said that, right? It's not possible to newly attain the path of meditation with a form realm support, right? Neither is it possible to attain the path of seeing with a form realm support. Newly attain, yeah? But at the same time, we have to say that there are bodhisattva superiors with a form realm support. No, they are. Yeah, we have to say.
Dokshidu yang samlo kogudu kwa yuchuaya de karei nasi. Sato kyao menshila yang chik yue la den chik kwaya duka.
Do you understand what I'm saying? On one hand, I'm saying it is not possible to newly attain the path of seeing and the path of meditation with a form realm support. But there are bodhisattva superiors with a form realm support.
Oh, to chine la kwa shi. Ta sume sanane, ta sume tenje ki chanse papa. Me sine ta sebu shine ta do tenzo na la to chine. Ta chanse papa ane sume kanto. Ane chi kya wa lingga mara sine o to chine ta. Ta kaswara sebu shine ta tine sumo yungudu.
But as for the formless realm, it is stated clearly in the sutras, in the texts, that there are no bodhisattva superiors in the formless realm.
Oh, Dokshini, that thanda, that yunzen thanda, karesa. Tangomba kundu nana tirado. That changse pakba tinzo, ani doba dang, suna, jawa lemba yawares. Tangomba kundu nana, that bise. Papa told me that in Jawalamba Yavar, Sumena, and Chance Baba Jawalamba Yamares. But you say Queen Dugala, Semje Yonsu, member Chibi, name my missions. Jawalo on Toba, on Tobisher, Tirikawa Millions.
So in Asanga's compendium of knowledge, or anyway, the higher Abhidhamma, yeah. I think convenient. How is it? Anyway, yeah, Haya Abhidhamma. So he said that there are bodhisattvas who take rebirth, bodhisattva superiors who take rebirth in the, of course, it's desire realm, of course, in the form realm. Yeah, but bodhisattva superiors do not take rebirth in the formless realms. Why? Because it is not a place, an abode where you can ripen sentient beings. And since they have control over where they want to be born, the bodhisattva superiors do not choose to be born in the formless realm.
Oh, Dokshini, that tonda tegi, that kazan suwa nare, changsem sudu, that changse pakwa sudu gana, jawala ong toba suwa, jawala rangwa yote basi. Oh, tinde sungu yore, tinde yinzang, ane jikta, 보기 신든 시기 내 처벌진지 통제 아니 지금 다 보기 아니 수를 깨워래 도발을 깨워래 어디 숨겨래
Bodhisattva superiors, well, it is said that Bodhisattva superiors have control over where they are born, and they choose to be born where they can be of benefit to others, and they choose to be born within the desire realm. They also choose to be born in the form realm.
어 독시대 독시도 갈아 따뜻해 감 수도 다 도와 도와 주 갈아 안 자와 렌쇼야시다 로와 그럽 주고요 로 어떻게
So if Bodhisattva superiors have control over where they wish to be born, and since they do choose to be born in a desire realm, we can say that we can therefore say that the Bodhisattva superiors can choose to be born as any of the six types of migrators of the desire realm.
You understand? I'm confused. Shouldn't confuse. Huh? The Jawa la ong tobares. Jawa kawa jawa ling na ong top there. こう、ニソンとキャワルペナニソンゲテンジェンスだ。ドクタとニソンはどうしてとこやって、ニソンはまるわこ。ロニソンの信じ通でし。ミス。あ、なんかそニソンはまれ。ニソンゲテンジェンスニソンの信じですがれ。てんでちゃんちゃんパパでニソンでキャワルンバイな。キャワルンバでレタニモンキャワルンバまれ。こう、サムシのキャワルンバセだ。キャワルンバインさん、こうニソンはまれ。
So Bodhisattva superiors have full control over where they want to be born, right? And they seek to be born wherever they can be of benefit to the sentient beings. And as I said earlier, they do choose to be born in the desire realm and the form realm, but not the formless realm, isn't it? So if the Bodhisattva superiors have full control over where they want to be born, and since it is said that they are choose to be born in the desire realm, there are six types of migrators in the desire realm, right? Starting from the hells, right? Hell beings, hungry ghosts, and so forth, right? Which means we have to say that the Bodhisattva superiors can choose to be born as any of the six types of migrators, including to be born in the hell realm. But that is out of choice. That is not out of their being born as in the hell realm, for example, is not due to karma and afflictions, but it is done intentionally out of choice. So it is, but they are not a lower realm being. They take on a support that is similar to a support of a hell being, for example, but it is not an actual, they don't be, if they are in hell, they say they're born there, they are not an actual hell being. They are not lower realm beings, right? But they, because it is done by choice, they choose a support, a lower realm support, let's say a hell being support, that looks like an actual hell being, but they are not.
That dikwa pangba yinzang, ane lula dunga yama desu. Dikwa pangchi dunga mensu, takasang suwa na shibe ko, dikwa pangchawa yinzang, ane lugi dunga yama desu. Ane kare, chikde kare na, dikwa pangchi dunga mensu, ane kebe shina miga mensu, chigin sare. Ta, chanju simgi simbe tone, ane doni ngosumdu tongde ba yinzang, ane shikta simgi dunga yama desu. Ta chansa papa.
Bodhisattva superiors, because they have abandoned negativities, they will not experience physical suffering. And because they have realized emptiness directly, they see the truth directly, they have no mental suffering. Remember that this quotation in the Engaging the Bodhisattva Deeds?
You remember? Yeah. Somewhere there.
That basically, what we just said is basically found in the Engaging the Bodhisattva Deeds.
Somewhere there. Oh, Tukshini. That Tinde Yinzang, that Suru Kyawa Lenshi, that Kolam Sato Kyawa Yamarte, that Suru Kyawa Lenbe, that Chansai Baba Yung Chua Shi.
Yeah, Sukasa.
다 수그룹 자와 렘베 다 수간베 땡징기 장세 파파 용쳐야지.
Yeah, so as such, yeah, there are they can be bodhisattva superiors who take on a form realm support, right?
Yeah. Oh, that dinema, ane si tanda yang tanda tere, tadi labe shore tere, an tanda yang kare tanda, kena kena temegi nyangde, tad temegi dasumbe kopangdi, kaw kaw ngundu chikre sini disi jabi dogala. Kam sum ke tenla, ani temegi teme dashi be tehudi undu che yare sine sungu yare.
What about the Hinayana arhats? Yeah, where, what are the places or the abodes or the supports or the realms in which they can manifest the state of being arhathood? Yeah, basically becoming an arhat, right? Achieve the nirvana, Hinayana nirvana, right? It is said in the teachings that the three realm supports. It is said in the teaching that the support of the three realms. Yeah, is it?
The Hindu tradition says that the better lang undu chigre, sugi telang undu cheyores, sumi telang undu cheyores, ni ta sebushine sumyare.
So it is said clearly that one can achieve, become an arhat, achieve liberation from cyclic existence, right? A Hinayana arhat, yeah? On the basis of a desire realm support, on the basis of a form realm support, and on the basis of a formless realm support.
I think you are not confusing. Are confusing. Shouldn't be. 어떻게 다 뒤치도 간라 가르스나 다 뒤치도 간라 년도 다 준비도 온도 지석이 지석이 땐땐 가는 광람 터비 땐때라 다 준비도 온도 지구기 아래마도 광람 맛땐 다가는 다 준비도 온도 지구기 아래 자장다 준생 뒤치나 수기 땐지기 다 년도 광람 맛 샤고해 숨에든 적이 니도 걸음 샤고해, 대배든 적이 니도 걸음 샤고해, 자기하래 어떻게?
Yeah, so it is so it is said in the teachings that one can achieve liberation from cyclic existence, the Hinayana Nirvana, right? Lower Nirvana, on the basis of a desire realm support, on the basis of a form realm support, on the basis of a formless realm support. Yeah, okay, that's clear. The support for achieving a nirvana on the basis of a formless realm support, for example, must be the same support when prior to achieving nirvana. That means when he was on the Hinayana path of meditation. Similarly, to achieve, If you say that you can achieve nirvana on the basis of a form realm support, so that support must be the continuation of the same, must be the same support when that individual was on the path of meditation, right? The Hinayana path of meditation, which necessarily precedes achieving nirvana, isn't it? So, you know what we're trying to say?
Oh, Tukchini. 다 가장 시에디 택진의 골람 어디 기지시해버려 다른 시에디 택진 골람 기지 가장 시에바디 요 말에 시에디 택진 골람 기지시해버려 단답부터 시에디.
So what we were talking about earlier on about how that one cannot newly generate the path of seeing and the path of meditation in the form realm, right? That's talking about the Mahayana path of meditation, right?
But I need to repeat again and again. You understand, or you're totally confused. Listen, huh? tholam sattu kya yomare sedi tholam sedi tekshin tholam nyendu tholam kare inaya kesa ki tendi la dobe lhatan miin kweshi suki tenla tholam sattu kya mesini tangshomar tekshin teme ka inaya
tekshin ina tekme ina tholam inbinna tholam ra
tholam ina kamkubi tenla sattu kya mevati sebur wata tholam sattu kya sege tenina dobe ten yin kukiyore
Take me not take
another.
So that yeah, and we talked about the path of seeing, remember how it is not possible to generate the newly generate the path of seeing on the basis of a form realm support, right? Right? Isn't it? It doesn't matter whether it's the minor path of seeing or the hinayana path of seeing, yeah. So the basis for generating for the basis for newly generating the path of seeing, whether it's a hinayana path of seeing or the minor path of seeing, has to be a desiram support. Yeah, when within that we say the supreme, the best is the that of a human being, but there are also desiram gods, right, who can newly attain a path of seeing. So if that's the case, then I guess we can also probably establish that the desire realm support is or has to be the support for newly generating the path of meditation. It doesn't matter which path of meditation.
Okay. That took shit. That shit do. That then you like the caress go the sin this. That Kilava no shit. Come come, that Suki Tenjigi, Chance Papa Yardavisana, your ass. Sumi Tenjigi, Chance Papa Yardavisana, your madness, what took civil of it.
And are there bodhisattva superiors in with a form realm support? Yes. Are there bodhisattva superiors in the formless realms? No.
Okay, that is clear. Don't confuse. Don't forget. Tukse, tanda nya karis korasana, ta tanda nyungbo titire, ta kangam karasana pagi. Summe tenjengi,
So, back to what I've just said earlier on, yeah. So I'm saying that there are people with a formless realm support who have achieved the path of meditation. Yeah. So there is a Hinayana superior on the path of meditation with a formless realm support.
Tiyebi kyunsen kararasana ta pagi sumegi tenla nyendu dajibe dhubo ngundu chigi yobaji sungyore.
Why do we say that there are Hinayana superiors on the path of meditation with a formless realm support? Why? Because it is said clearly in the teachings that one can achieve nirvana, let's say the hearer's nirvana, becoming a hearer's arhat, with a formless realm support, isn't it? So that's the reason. So we remember one of the meanings of a long life god in the context of, you know, the eight freedoms. One of the eight freedoms is the freedom from being a long life god. And one of the meanings of a long life god here is ordinary being of the formless realm, isn't it? So it says ordinary being of the formless realm. It doesn't say all beings in the formless realm, yeah?
So
that's why you see now there's, you can see a reason why long life God is posited as an ordinary being in the formless realm. It doesn't say every single one who has a formless realm support, right? It doesn't say that, right? It is said that there are individuals who progress on, who attain the mind, the Hinayana path of seeing and the Hinayana path of meditation with a desire realm support, but unable to manifest the Hinayana path of no more learning on the basis of a desire realm support. And then they... So there are people who have on the basis of a desire realm support, they attain the Hinayana path of seeing, Hinayana path of meditation, and of course there are those who can manifest the state of arhathood, yeah, or achieve the Hinayana path of no more learning on the basis of desire realm support. But there are some who cannot. They reach the Hinayana path of meditation on the desire realm support on the basis of that, but they cannot actualize the Hinayana path of no more learning, right? Then they take rebirth in the form realm, and then with a form realm support, then they achieve the Hinayana path of no more learning. But then there are some who are in the with a form realm support, they cannot. I don't ask me why, but they cannot do it. They still cannot do it. Then they again, you know, take rebirth in the formless realm, and then with the formless realm support, because they really achieve the Hinayana path of meditation, isn't it? Then they take rebirth in the formless realm, and then with the formless realm support, then they achieve the Hinayana path of normal learning or become an arhat. So it is mentioned. So actually, in the second topic that characterizes the exalted knower of all aspect, the topic called precepts, right? That topic, the precepts itself, when divided in a certain way, then there are 10 divisions. And the third one is called the precepts which instruct on the basis of the three jewels. So at that point in the treatise, in the philosophical text, right, then there is a very extensive explanation on this topic, which is called the 20 Sangha. 20 Sangha.
20 Sangha. Yeah.
So all this the detailed explanation of what are the different kinds of Hinayana superiors, and then which realm are they, and then which realm all this is found in the 20 Sangha. Yeah, so perhaps in the future, if there's interest and determination to learn, then maybe we can look at it. So really, there's really no boundary or no limit, you know, when it comes to learning the Buddha Dharma, you know, especially this philosophy. It's not that when you learn, then everything becomes easier and easier. In fact, that's not how I see it. In fact, when you learn, you see more and more things. Things get more deep, more subtle, more profound, yeah, more difficult. So let me just give an example, right? If you did manage to get your head around all this, you know, and together with, you know, your prior, whatever understanding you have of the paths and grounds and what is, you know, how to achieve liberation and blah blah, you know, those things, you know, you put in, you know, and who can achieve, now you know some idea who can achieve, what kind of support you need to realize emptiness and so and so forth, you know. When you put all this together, then when you look at, you know, the lumbrim topic of human life or freedom, for example, you know, then you have a better understanding of what a freedom is, and you can really feel that this precious human universe is indeed precious. Otherwise, you know, without learning in depth, you know, having an understanding of so many other topics, right? You know, you just look at the lumbrim, you know, you just tick off the list. Oh, yeah, I'm free from this, free from that, yeah, I'm a human being. But then you can go and tick off the list, and you still sit there and think, no big deal, also big deal, right? So that's why you don't get the feeling, is it? You don't get the understanding at all, whereas you have an overall understanding of many things, you know. Like, for example, you see, whoa, in order to achieve, to really see the truth directly, to realize emptiness directly, and you know how important that is, right? You know, you can't do it with a formless realm support. You can't do it with a form realm support. You know? The first time to see the truth directly, you know, you need to be a human being, for example, of the desire realm, you know. You know? So based on this, you know, it's no big deal, you know. Being a god, or you know, it's no big deal, you know, whether it's a desire realm god or formless realm god or form realm god, it's no big deal, you know. Because, you know, so what, you know? But, you know, in order to see that it's no big deal, you have to see all of this, you know. Then we feel, oh yeah, this perfect human rebirth is indeed a bit different. You know? So this is an example of how knowing, you know, learning and knowing about many other topics, you know, does, you know, reinforce and help, you know, our understanding of the Lam Rim, for example, right?
Yeah. 독신이 제단다 텐데 밀루디 가르소하는 답하기 한고 또 규미게밀에 둘대바시 자기야 말해 소와 따가서시와 나시야래 가 갈래시 위점에 밀루디 톡국이야래 어? 가성스 가르사 밖에 줄인 넘버다고 실수 아니 지속이 적시 몰롬 지만에 참자르스니다 숭대시다 갈래시 위점에 밀루 톱대바시 임바지라 임바 멋신시시 아니 오늘 지다 밖에 대몽 옷음도 통하게 된 개발지 토야바 시시 가와고메 아니 된 토베 디기야 말에 소소 갈래 잡고 갈래 갈래 자기 퉁게 차성 여대바 그러와 아니 시다 기대손에 갈래 잡고 알았다 지금 신단 면대 위치 보게 한 내가 통대하시 우러와 다 수수성 약보 당황들을
And you know the this human life of freedoms and endowments that we have achieved is not this didn't happen from without a cause or condition, you know. It didn't happen like that, you know. Right. There's so many causes and conditions that must come together before we can achieve this rare, precious human rebirth, isn't it? We worked so hard sometime in our past lives, you know. So much merit we had to accumulate. Right. And the cause of such an opportunity that we have now, the cause was because we practice pure ethical discipline. Somehow it happened, you know. Somehow, you know. And along the way, it was supported by, you know, the practices of generosity and so forth. And at the same time, we made many stainless, pure aspirational prayers. So we took a very long time to put together all these conditions and causes, and now we are experiencing the result. But just having a human life of freedom and endowments is in itself is no big deal. No, it's not we have to use it. That's the point, you know. Getting it is not the point. We have to use it. Then it becomes meaningful. Yeah. So, but if we put together, you know, what we have just learned, you know about how we cannot achieve, you know, realization emptiness on this support and that support, you know, kind of thing. You put all these. And you realize how precious it is, and then at the same time, you know, we put together, you know, we look at how it's so difficult to get such a rebirth, right? We put everything together, then perhaps there's some flavor, there's some, you know, and you feel in your mind that, hey, you know, what I have now is really something very special, and I should do something about it. Yeah, I must use it to do something. Yeah.
Oh, then the number one answer is just follow. Then that. 나 누르부여사게 링라 친세 아니식다 갈래슈 잡체 다 도다이 다 람뜨니게 람뜨 아니 소소가 갈래잡 아니식다 오네식다 바기다 누르부여사게 링라 렙체 다 레바낭신지 다 겨왕어만 갈래슈 잡체다 주망부사세 다 밀루지 톱잡아 차기여래 되는 티나시 아니 집 빼라 데레 노블링라 친세 보기다 노부다 카둘레나 레 요쇼시 요데바시다 말렌세 다서 칼레시 잡포길랍사르다 다 티네 추 똥바 로요나 미쿠바레스 그러와 아니 추 로세 교부 방고 반냔데나 다디 미쿠바시르와 베티나신지다 되는 집바레 다 칼레시다 다다다 소마나 시레 포기 대봉고스도 통도게 된 캐바지딘데 톱세 아니 보기 깔래 잡세 보기 람나스 뭐지 맞추나 아니 그랬다 동세 세시다 라한테 미쿠면 내서 송바이나 쉬 방법이 뭐 나 진짜 이게 뭐네 지금 삼보다 저 신에 나 삼보 걸고 그
아래 there's this you know there's this analogy that is employed you know in the teachings yeah and the analogy goes like this yeah. There is a person who is traveling to a treasure island, and there's somebody to guide him there. and with the help of the guide, this person actually reaches the treasure island. But although he reached the treasure island, although the treasures are all there for him to take, but then he returns empty-handed. He took so much effort, you know? He found the right person to guide him, took so much effort to reach the treasure island, and then the treasure island is filled with treasures ready for plucking. It's just there, just have to take it. But this somehow, this person didn't take the opportunity, returns empty-handed. I mean, this is it's really foolish, right, of this person, right? Well, so likewise, we have worked so hard, you know, and we have created all the conditions before, and we have guide, and now we have achieved this perfect human rebirth, which is likened to we having reached the treasure island. But if we do not, and with this precious human rebirth, we can even realize emptiness directly, see the truth directly, if we do something about it. But if we don't practice, we don't practice, and then we return empty-handed. Where do we return to? Then we return to an inopportune state. Get a rebirth where there's no opportunity whatsoever, like what we have now, then that would indeed be very foolish.
Yeah. Oh,
So those who consider themselves to be practitioners, this topic is something that is really must put aside some time to think about. You know? It's very important, yeah. As, you know, so after having achieved this precious human rebirth, we should not waste it. We should use it to practice the Dharma. In fact, if we get at it, we might even attain the path, you know. Perhaps even the path of seeing, you know. But even if we don't manage to achieve a path, but at the very least, you know, we should work hard, practice, and then plant as many imprints as possible. Work hard, practice as much as possible, plant as many imprints as possible, at the same time to generate, make aspirational prayers to be able to actualize the paths, you know, in the future lives. So what we have to think is this, when we realize for ourselves that we have this precious opportunity, you know, then we should tell ourselves, you know, we motivate ourselves that now that I have this opportunity, what should I do? As much as possible, I'm going to aim to generate or develop the three principal aspects of the path in my own mind. First, renunciation, you know, and then of course, then bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness. So yeah, we have to think about this topic and to be able to feel that with each and every moment that has passed, each and every single day that has passed, that we did not use to learn and practice the Dharma, that was a wasted day. So we need to develop this kind of feeling of oh, such a waste. I didn't get to learn, didn't get to practice. This is what we need to work at.
Debe jawala chisu yirang sudu kala da milu khyabar chin thwaya tigi susu ki ta jaw ngama tigi ta sonam shi usakche da tunda tangi shiva na shire gyuzo mangpo uchi dhubche ani jaw mangpo uchi dhubche ani tate milu ten khyabar chin ta kato pagi tholam jetuwa ki ten khyabar chin dine thwaya tigi milu ngama tigi ta jawas ta sonam tabche mo shi usakpa da kuhayak uchi nyekidwa nyabayi na
In the practice of rejoicing in our own merit, we rejoice in the merit of the past, the merit that we have accumulated in the past, isn't it? Right? Yeah. So what we have now, this precious human rebirth, is a special basis which came from a cause, its own cause. We did something in the past, something positive. Accumulated a lot of merit and all the causes. That's why we have achieved this basis. Yeah. We need to be certain, we need to have conviction in this, yeah, that what we are experiencing now, this precious human rebirth, is indeed incontrovertibly, without doubt, a result of the positive actions that we did in the past. You need that kind of ascertainment, right? Only on the basis of this ascertainment, then you can rejoice about the merit of the past, right? Otherwise, it's no real rejoicing, isn't it? There's no way to say, oh, I rejoice in my merit I've accumulated in the past. No? Where if you don't cherish basically the result of the merit, right?
You understand?
You,
yeah. Huh?
So you see how the study of the deeper aspects of the Buddha Dharma, Buddhist philosophy, these great treatises, how it is helpful. It aids in our understanding and the practice of the Lam Rim, you know. Yeah. So with what we learn in the Buddhist philosophy, and then we use the points to help us understand better and practice the Lam Rim better, right? Because what the Lam Rim is, the stages of the path, is essentially a condensation, a gathering of all the essence of all the great treatises.
Lamri yapo shebaina, Sora Tamsa, Tamadu Chawa said, Shun Kare, Stebaina, Pogin on the Punto, Lamri yapo shena, Lamri yapo shemina, Kangata, Pogin on the Punto, Kakushagar, Kazanamashuana Shin.
So, okay, it is very important to know how to use what we have learned in these great philosophical treatises, Buddhist philosophy, and use it to help better our understanding of the Lam Rim and the practice. We must know how to put it, you know, whatever we learn in philosophy, use it in the practice of the Lam Rim. This is very important. Yeah, this is very important. Otherwise, we become like you remember the example which I gave, where you don't have many containers, no? You only have one or two containers, no? And then, you know, and when somebody gives you a gift, you don't know where to put it. You just, you either you don't know where to put it, or you just throw it away, you know. So, as you know, one of the greatnesses of the Lamrim is that if you know the Lamrim well, you will be able to see every single scripture as something to be practiced. You know, you will not see it as not just an intellectual trip. It's not to be practiced. That will not happen to you. If you know the Lamrim well, every single thing you study, you know how to use it in the Lamrim. Every single thing you study in your philosophy, because you know the Lamrim well, then you know how to use it, where to put it. If we don't know the Lamrim well, then perhaps I think it might be very difficult, to utilize what we have learned in Buddhist philosophy.
Oh, to see, Kakal Ting also can I store Hanish, Jishung Chimbuta to Halani, the Mambu, the Pendomitus, the Tim. Ravachi. That in this was you could come into that Shung Jet Chitach. Ravata.
Yeah, I guess, there are many people that who think that, there's not much use, really no real use in studying all this Buddhist philosophy. What's the point? There's no. It's not for practice, right? It's nothing to do with my practice, nothing to do with Lamrim, But how can that be? Because Lamrim is the essence of all the great treatises, It's just that we don't see it, But in a way, it's understandable because the great treatises are really great. I mean, they're extensive. They're terminology, right? It's just chim. So it's understandable,
It's understandable.
I've been saying this over and over to you, that shouldn't be, so easily discouraged, when you meet with, when you find the going tough, when you find it's difficult to understand some of the topics, you shouldn't be discouraged so easily and so quickly, but of course, if you really no real interest in the Dharma in the first place, then of course it doesn't matter. I'm not talking about those people. But if you really want to know the Dharma, you're really sincere, you really have interest, then you must remember not to get so easily discouraged and so discouraged so quickly, Because when you get discouraged, you are only blocking your own progress. Nobody is blocking your own progress. You stop your own progress.
Oh, Tushini, Chiza, Kasore, Kalar. Supposed to say something,
you have to know clearly that when we are, what we are doing here, it's not a short-term learning. We are not doing short-term learning. We are not just here to find out a little bit about the Buddha Dharma, or we're just doing this for 1 month or 1 year. It's not that. It is a very long-term thing, It's long-term study. So for those of you who are engaged in long-term study, if you want to continue your long-term study, then it is extremely important to be consistent, number one, in coming to class. If you come to class one time and then you don't come to class, and then after a while you come to class and so forth, let's put it that way, you're not going to learn. Because the subject matter is really challenging in the first place. So if you are inconsistent, number one, in your coming to class, then let's just say that it's not going to work. It's not going to work, okay? So to those of you who really see the point and want to learn, then you have to be consistent in your coming to class. You have to also be consistent in your learning. Not come to class is one thing, but consistent in your learning, And you have to also learn all the different subjects. Because I guess you see also by now, right? That all the different subjects, yeah, they are called different subjects, but you know, but same, but not same, you know. You know, they are connected, isn't it? So one of the difficulties I find when teaching you guys is that, because some of you perhaps there's no consistency, you know, and then, you know, you some of you know this topic, some of you don't know that topic, you know. It's very difficult to teach because everything is connected, is it? Actually, take for example, no? Now we have been going around in circles, no? About some small little topic over and over again, no? In fact, this shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. There's no need for that to happen if you have got your act together prior to this. You have been consistent, you know. So, but it's just a small little thing. We've been going around and around and around. We're stuck, you see. Because I have to say, explain basically the same thing over and over again at different times, but it's the same thing, you know. Yeah.
Oh, Tindarisha. So, yeah, sometimes a little bit confused myself, you know, how to teach, where to teach. What is really beneficial for you, you know, so I don't know, you know. Huh? Okay, huh? Today also we didn't go to our topic. Huh? Yeah, anyway, only 10, 15 minutes, so I don't... Anyways, the next class I'll finish the know of the path, okay? This I'll complete that section. Then I'll see whether go all this, all other topic one by one, I'm not sure. Yeah. If you're really interested, then I'll go through that. In other words, otherwise, it takes long time, challenging. Otherwise, I make short, you know? Short and sweet. Yeah, okay. One or two questions. If you don't understand, then ask. Okay, then I won't repeat this again. I think I already repeat this three times. Three classes, I repeat same topic. Almost same topic. I'm repeating same topic in three classes. Okay? If you notice.
Does the Yogic Autonomy Middleway School assert a post-meditative equipoise after the path of release of the Mahayana path of seeing? Before initially entering to meditative equipoise of the path of meditation? In other words, between path of seeing and path of meditation, does the yogic autonomy middle way school assert a post-meditative poise? Subsequent attainment.
제톱.
제톱도 이거 말해. 제톱 이거 말해. 그치. 그치. 단다 그래. 그치. 이거 말해. 맨날 그치. 단다. 톨람 내 골람 포인트 하나 간다. 톨람 남돌람.
남돌람 랑세. 남상디 공남다.
남돌람.
수야래.
뜬냐 버셔 그러봐.
댄직
댄직도 돼 댄직도 비슷한 곡이 하려다 제톱도 땅가 아유 말 땅에 땅다 세부시다 튕김이도 남돌람 아 남돌람 남돌람 다시 하면은
내가 저 집에 이런 기봐
다시 하면은 남돌람 제톱이 비슷한 이거 말해 비슷한 당보디 다시 하면은 길에 찍으면으로 다 되겠지 Tanya tanda tajure, peseti para jitu shanka ayumahire katire. Tanya jiti shimju chichukre, tanya tata laimidu, peseti jitu tu shanka ayumahire katire.
I can find out more, but as of now, I guess, maybe perhaps not necessary. Well, from the perspective of the yogi autonomy in the school, yeah? We're talking about paths and grounds, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Peseti tanya, pasir, tanya mshabu kukumendos, dinanta pasir melam tatire.
Yeah, so I think perhaps it's meditative equipoise. Yeah?
Just only meditative equipoise. There's no subsequent attainment.
In between path of seeing and path of meditation, according to the yogi autonomy middle way school.
Don't have, yeah.
Can
perhaps,
check, but...
Perhaps not. Yeah,
can check.
But. I mean, if that's the case, then you can assert that you don't need the rest of the meditative equipoise to accumulate the merit to make your mind more powerful to enter into your next level of meditative
You're saying for the rest of the grounds?
Rest of the grounds, I can assert that as well. Because you need the post, you need the subsequent attainment to accumulate merit to make your mind stronger, more powerful, more powerful to enter into your next level of meditative equipoise to, clear the afflictions.
So you're saying there isn't or if there is no need?
If there isn't, then the consequence is that the rest of them
need not have
will not need to have all this as well because it will, the same reason will apply.
Yeah.
If you don't need the subsequent attainment for this one, the rest of the subsequent attainments will be the same reason. I don't need that as well.
Jitu yoba hina. Ani, kam kumme tena, kwanum sato ke mutabati yang, dube kapa mi do som gero, disini nyata, nyam shaba kore se, junze chik tirita. Na shineta yuri ta tanda.
Yeah, so, if we assert that there is a subsequent attainment of wisdom, or, well, a post-meditative equipoise, then it will be difficult to then account for why you cannot have you newly generate the paths in the higher realms. There is that consequence.
The penata nejim orang ibu luki ta salam tu tengah nam syaji sebuyar ta tilah tanya lap curo.
Yeah, but something to think about. But I will check again because there is the yogic, the paths and grounds. There is a path presentation of paths and grounds according to the yogic autonomy in the way school. Yeah, it's different. Yeah, and not what we saw in class and not that.
So okay. Yeah. So one more last one. Can I say that the superior bodhisattvas, whenever they manifest in the six realms, form realm, and so on, the aspect is in is the support of the beings of the realm they manifest into. But by conventional nature, theirs are mental bodies.
Then?
Can I confirm this? Because I still have problem reconciling mental bodies with the aspect that it manifests. I don't know how mental bodies play in the picture, play a picture into this.
Or what is the entity of the support, basically, that the Bodhisattva Superior takes if he does manifest, let's say, as a hell being, right? So what is the entity of that support that he takes? But then does it have the aspect of a hell being, let's say? Well, it is said clearly that when the Bodhisattva Superior takes rebirth in the hell realms, he takes on this hell being support, right? He looks exactly like how a hell being should look like. And when this Bodhisattva Superior takes on the, let's say, takes on the support of a dog, let's say, body. When we happen to see such a Bodhisattva in that aspect, we will not be able to tell that it is not a dog. So whatever a normal dog does, they do. This is what we see. So you see them being born, coming out of the, you see them being born, you see them growing up, you see them dying, exactly in the way how a normal dog will go through. Yeah, exactly. This is what we see, lah. So they take on this aspect, right? They behave exactly like a dog. So whatever aspect they take on, they act exactly. That's how people expect them to act. So of course that Bodhisattva Superior is in the aspect of an animal, but it's not an animal. He's not an animal. It's not a real animal, it's an aspect. Take the aspect of asking a question.
No. This one nothing to do with the aspect. It was something to do with just now the question about subsequent attainment.
Yeah.
So if that is so, then consequent middle school has a subsequent attainment. Then the basis that we talk about this thing about, it must follow, will not follow, The thing about that, must be a desirable basis. And therefore, would not hold for consequences.
Yeah, basically, whatever the reason is, if the reason works against that, the autonomy middle way school position, then the opposite must be true for the consequence way position, and therefore that will invalidate. Invalidate the thing about generating the superior paths in the higher realms.
Yeah, based on the form.
That's what you're saying,
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
We are talking about moving from one path to another.
Yes.
You're moving from one path to another, there's no meditation, there's no subsequent attainment, right? Because from meditation, you pause, right?
In the chart, you read there, you have the chart, no? Huh? They have there? Last time we give the path and ground, the chart. Did that Taiji will look it up? Salam with the sound there.
You're talking about whether there is wisdom of meditating, wisdom of subsequent attainment in general, or you're saying when you move from path to path.
From the path of seeing, right? To the path of meditation, right? Just now he was asking between path of seeing.
What you have in the chart.
It's from meditating voice to meditating voice, yeah.
After the path of seeing to the next uninterrupted path. There's a break, right?
What is your question?
So, because
obviously there must be subsequent attainment between the two paths, right?
Yeah.
But you're asking when you're moving from path of seeing to path of meditation, what are you asking?
I'm asking between the two paths.
Between the two, you're not asking about moving from path to path, right?
From the power release, then after that, there's a subsequent attainment, then regards to that power of seeing and the power of meditation, right? So he's asking whether it is a meditative equipoise all the way through, right? And it was said that, you know, likely to be all the way through as a meditative equipoise, because if not, then, you know, the explanation with regards to saying that, it must be on the basis of a desire realm being and not on a form realm being will not hold true, right? But if consequence middle way school has a subsequent attainment, then that doesn't hold true.
This
one. Talking about moving from path to path, yeah?
Yeah.
Not what happens in between, whether there exists anything in between the paths, yeah?
Yeah, something about the path. Basically, it's actually to extrapolate what he was asking just now. Because that's how it's on yogic autonomy in middle school.
I don't know how to reach Coach Master Jim. Okay, we talk next time. Anyway. I don't know how to read the chart.
My question is, it is said in the text of the Lam Rim that if we're born as a human being and we die, we will not come back as a human being.
When you die?
Why? If we're born as a human being or in the next life, if we don't reach bodhicitta or realize emptiness, our next life we will fall in a lower realm. I don't understand why.
So you're saying that we are all going to lower realms?
If we don't reach some.
Yeah.
Sort of,
so you're saying basically we are not going to. We are going to lower
that's
realms.
That's what it is said in the. That's what I read in the Lam Rim. Yeah. I don't understand why.
So you're saying that if we don't generate bodhicitta in this life, next life we are done, right? We are going to lower realms. You're saying that, yeah?
That's what I read.
That's what you read.
Yes.
Which Lam Rim you read that?
If you show me a text, I will convert now. I will convert.
You go back and read again.
If you look at the path of a person of small capacity, somebody who is looking for a good rebirth in the future lives, isn't it? And the main method to achieve that is to practice the ethical discipline of restraining from the 10 non-virtues, right? And as a Buddhist, that practice tied in with going for refuge to three jewels. So you have these two. Then you will achieve the goal of the person of small capacity, which is the good rebirth, right? So it doesn't say right from the beginning, you need bodhicitta, you need wisdom, otherwise, forget it. Relax, that way. Oh, stress, no? I give up already.
Okay, stop here. Yeah.
Okay, the usual dedication prayers. Okay, so.